Okay, so I'm with manager Michael Clegg, and this is after the 3-1 win away at Padiham back in the league. Cleggy, I mean, going into the game, Padiham top of the form table. We've come in after a tight game against New Mills. I suppose, you know, what were your thoughts going into the game?
We knew it were going to be tough. I think deep down probably would have took a draw before the game, but can never let the lads know that. And we set up to frustrate them, set up to play deep, give them no room to get in behind. And it was a very FA Vars-like performance. You know, we wanted to get a clean sheet. We're unlucky not to do that. But I think second half our quality showed. You know, we could have had a few goals. And these are a top side. Wilkes has got a great side together. I mean, James Dean and the centre mid, the captain. They've got a couple of good players there. And I know Chris Turner was injured, and he's a good lad. And just one of them nights. I think if any team in our league gets us on a night like that where we roll our sleeves up with our quality going forward, you know, we're going to cause teams problems.
So you said you were going to play deep. Jake Kenny scoring the opening goal. I think that's his third goal in a Coles kit, but it was a fine finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, that weren't in the script, because we told the defenders first 20 minutes, keep it nice and tight and don't venture too much past the halfway line, and let's build our way into the game. And I nearly had a heart attack when I seen him in the 18-yard box. What was about 8 minutes, I think. And but I think little Jake were brilliant tonight, you know, and we see that every week, but we got a decent crowd on tonight, and they'll see what a good player he is.
Jamie Forbes as well, the other defender, scoring a back post from a corner. Again, it was one of those nights, but good to see set pieces work, especially that sort of far post corner kick.
Yeah, you know, Warren works tirelessly on them with the lads, so all the credit goes to him there. And I just think we deserved it tonight, you know. Overall chances, we created some good chances, but these are a good side, and at Padiham will be up there, you know. If it weren't for the bad August they had, they'd be in with a right chance of the title, and I still think that they could upset a few.
I was speaking to a lot of the fans after the game, and they paid a lot of credit, especially to the defensive unit from especially early on in the second half, keeping Padiham out. Is that something you've been working on during training?
Yeah, well, I think we kept 16 clean sheets last season. I think we're already on 10. And I think we have got the meanest defence in league this year, and that's what we wanted, you know. And a few players have come and gone as well out, and we've just really showed it up, you know. The Danny Lafferty that you got tonight is a Danny Lafferty we were chasing all summer, and he's a top lad, and Laff brings more to the group than just performances like that. He's a real leader. He's brilliant with the lads, and they've all really, really touched him. He's just slotted in the group. And then Forbes is just a defender. You know, he'll break his nose every week if that's what it takes, and that's what you need. And you know, it is reaping its rewards. It's September now. It seems a long time ago since we lost at Runcorn Linnets, which was a bad game with a lot of lads unavailable. Still really hurts me, that one. And we're on a great run, and everybody deserves it.
So, just over 7 days' time, we'll be making the journey to Shildon next week. How are you feeling going into the game? Obviously, you know, they aren't a bad side. It'll be a tough game, do you think?
Yeah, well, tonight was a dress rehearsal. They play very similar. And that's what we said to the lads before. Fight for your place, your shirt for next week. Tonight's a big game. Next week's a big game. And the two sides are very similar, except Shildon haven't got a front man like James Dean, because, I mean, for me, he's the best in the league. So yeah, it was about, you know, we can prepare for that, and we're going there underdogs. You know, the Northern champions are going to be a top side, and little old Averton Coles will take our two coaches up there. We'll go in there, I think it's 7-2, 4-1 with bookies, and listen, they'll be getting a tough game next week. There's no doubt about that.
How important is the support to you? Just touching on that, two coach loads. How does that play in your game plan?
It's brilliant, you know. It's all lads have talked about, and for a day, you know, when they're in the FA Vars and that, they can feel like professional footballers. And for all the hard work that they put in throughout the season, the hours they spend away from the families, days like next Saturday, they deserve.
Good stuff. Well, Cleggy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Zach. Cheers.